Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And football is the name of the game, and because I am going to stretch, I'm going to stretch it to footy. The association football, the 2026 World Cup draw is happening today. In fact, it's just gone live, and I will be keeping track of it, ladies and gentlemen. So if anything important, especially finding out which teams will be playing in the great city of Houston, I will try and deliver that at some point in the show today. But we were just doing our question of the day, and joining us for the around the NFL, all of the fun in this hour is one Brandon K. Scott. Hey, man, first and foremost, your impression of LeBron James letting that streak go, and secondly, what is your longest streak?
Hey, how about LeBron James just making the right basketball play instead of being worried about the stats?
He's not clutch.
He's been accused of stat padding in the past. He is not stat padding in this situation.
And he doesn't have the killer mentality.
And the part about the clutch that never made sense was sometimes the clutch thing to do is to resist the urge to take a bad shot and 100%. Make the right basketball play. That part was always overlooked. And I'm not here to defend LeBron any more than, I guess, than he needs to be defended. Not that he needs to be defended. I mean, this streak alone, if that doesn't speak for itself. But that just stands out to me how making the right basketball play, there is pressure even just within that, and he has done that over the course of years. My streak, my longest streak, are the ones that I would say I'm most proud of. One similar to yours, I did fracture. I don't know if we count a fracture.
That's a break.
Okay.
Okay, so I did fracture my wrist in eighth grade, but that didn't require surgery. So instead of saying broken bone, one of my streaks would be that I've never had surgery outside of, like, you wouldn't count getting your wisdom teeth pulled as surgery, right?
If I was going to be obnoxiously technical, yes, but
I
was a dentist.
They gave me the laughing gas or whatever it is.
That's dicey. That's right in the middle of it.
That's the closest
I've come to surgery is getting my wisdom teeth pulled.
I had a vasectomy.
So that's surgery, right?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Tell me if you find this one as impressive as I did, and then we'll go to around the NFL. Been years since I went a day without listening to 610. Appreciate you doing that.
That's a pretty nice streak. I like that streak.
Yeah. Somebody said 6 years without losing sunglasses or an umbrella.
That's incredible.
That's wizardry.
That's also very specific.
But those are things that
I've never lost, sunglasses or umbrella.
But you
wouldn't know if you've done that.
Those ones get lost all the damn time.
Sunglasses, yes, especially.
I would lose both. I've definitely lost both.
I have a question for you, because I was actually trying to think, what's B. Scott's longest streak? And I thought of your hair.
Yeah, I've mentioned this on the radio before, but it's still a pretty incredible streak, I think, at this point. I have not had a proper haircut in over 17 years, since May of 2008. So we're approaching adulthood on some of the hair on my head.
It's almost able to buy cigarettes.
It's close. Well, I think you got to be 21 now to buy cigarettes. But if you were my age or any of our age from back then, you would have been old enough to buy cigarettes with my hair. So when I get carded, look, because first of all, whoever it is, you know, a lot of times working at these registers, they don't own the place. A lot of times it's somebody that I'm older than at this point.
Yeah.
Or if you go to Walgreens or something like that, and I'm like, hey, man, listen, I was buying this stuff when you was pissing your pants. excuse my language, but that be the truth. So yeah, I got the very end of the hair. You can see it on the YouTube and Twitch. The very end of my hair right here,
17 years
is almost old enough to go to war.
That's right, to serve this great nation.
Yes,
that will be hosting World Cup matches. Sorry to keep bringing it up, mm-hmm. but
I'm excited for this.
I, as you can tell, I am as well. Yeah. I was excited also for Thursday Night Football last night. Lions, yeah. Cowboys, both with things on the line. And I will ask you guys as a question. I said that this is probably going to be the best Thursday Night Football game that we have had to date on this season. Did I lie?
You did not. That was a terrific game, man. That was a terrific game.
Yeah, I'd have to think back to all of them, but this is
Texans Bills play Thursday night as well.
Yeah, but you could feel it in this one, like the intensity and like the ramping it up.
Yeah, and I feel like there's some bias for me, at least, and I know we were all there for Texans Bills, but the fact that I was there probably takes it to another level for me, and obviously the rooting interest that is involved in that particular game. But I will say this, to the credit of last night's game, it was one of the few Thursday night games where I did purposely sit there and watch every single snap of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, normally I watch the Thursday night game pretty intently and pretty closely, but I don't make it a point to where I've got to watch every snap where I don't want to get up and go to the bathroom or get up and get something to drink while the game is still going on. Mm-hmm. That was one of these games where I didn't do any of that, and whereas I normally do that during a Thursday night game.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And then there's the whole George Pickens thing.
The George Pickens thing is the big story for me, because I've been just like marveling at the George Pickens performance throughout the season.
I was like, there's like three things you could say with the George Pickens thing last night, and I was marveling, wondering where we were going.
No, I meant so before last night.
Sure.
Marveling at what George Pickens had been or has been for the Cowboys, and then he shows up as Pittsburgh George Pickens in this game when they absolutely needed him to be the George Pickens that he's been throughout the season. And so it's like, man, wherever you go, there you are. You know, it's like a tiger can't change his stripes or whatever it is. It was amazing to see how, like, this exact thing that we know him for, like, just did it. Just straight up did it.
Are you saying, like, Pittsburgh George Pickens for, like, the people we're talking about, the route running?
The give up.
Yeah.
He has some of those routes consistently. That's kind of, like, baked in his game.
He gave up.
But it's not – with this, it wasn't just the routes. It was the effort on the ball once he got there. Yeah, I did. I did. I sat there and watched that, too. I mean, he had a point. Points were being made.
Let's listen to Richard Sherman.
The big story here is George Pickens. George Pickens throughout the game, especially late in the game, just looked uninterested in playing football. You know, and that's what you can't have. If you're going to be a superstar, if you want to be the best receiver in the National Football League, you can never be disengaged. It doesn't matter if the game's going your way or not going your way. You can't just disappear in these games or else you're not going to have impact. And just right here, cruising routes. You're the guy. You're the guy. CeeDee Lamb is not in this game. He's out. And you get intercepted on your slant routes. And you can't be the guy and half-ass it. I'm sorry, that's just, you can't, it's unacceptable. And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you're looking at him and you're looking to pay him big time receiver money, $40 million, you got to look at this tape and say, hey, is this a guy we can trust paying $40 million to show up regardless of circumstance? I don't know.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We were literally, I went to my grandkids. They had the Cookies with Santa thing at their school.
Nice.
So I went over there, and then we went to eat dinner afterwards, and we were watching the game. And me and my two sons were literally having a conversation. Is he the best receiver in the NFL right now? And, you know, just in terms of how he's been playing, you know, the last few weeks.
Makes a case. Yeah.
And so we were literally having that discussion, and we're looking at the TV, and we're like, nah.
not with that kind of effort. Yeah. But the thing is, like Reggie mentioned, the routes. Even sometimes when he dogs it on routes, you can still throw him the ball because of the catch radius and the contested catch ability that he has. And it was both things here. It was the bad routes and not being that big catch radius that you normally expect him to be. He was just, as Richard Sherman just put it, seemingly uninterested in playing football.
I think that's fair, but I think in this game, well, one, we had been doing all the, ooh, the Cowboys look like they are a lot better and improved, and maybe not as much as we were talking about. And if anybody was interested in the All-Texas Super Bowl, I think that that is very much slid away, because I think that the best record that the Cowboys can get if they win out is 10-6-1, and I'm not sure if that gets them in, interestingly enough.
Yep.
That's what the NFC side of things looks like. I thought this game came down to three things, gentlemen. The effects of leaky special teams, because the Cowboys couldn't stop the Lions from returning. I think that Lions' average starting position was like in the 40s, like 43 or something.
Yep.
It was that. Poor situational coaching decisions, and then penalties. And tell me if any of those feel like they have opportunities to apply to the Houston Texans.
They do. They absolutely do. You know, we were talking earlier, I'm sure you were listening, B. Scott, about the kind of the explanation off of the last 2 minutes of the first half.
Yeah.
And such. No, you're absolutely right, Reggie. But I was just marveling at where did this come from all of a sudden with him? Because it's still, all that said, they still were. It was a one-score game late into the game, and they had a chance, and he just mailed it in.
Yeah, when Richard Sherman is right there talking about the game not going their way, well, yeah, they were down, and they were against, I would say, improbable odds, but they were still right there in the thick of it and could have absolutely used him to be closer to the version that he's been this year and not the Pittsburgh version. When you say, where is this coming from? It's coming from, like, what, Pittsburgh? Yeah. Coming from a year ago? Like, it seemed like he had come there and at least gotten right to a certain degree. I know he had to sit out a series, and like Reggie mentioned, he still to this day doesn't always give the best effort on his routes, even to this day. But it seemed like they had found something, and then he just, you know, one step forward, two steps back last night.
I still think for him, like, what you get out of him is worthwhile, and I'll say it again.
Yeah, he's really good.
I think that they found themselves in, like, 3rd and 19 a number of times in that game because of penalties. I thought that Brian Schottenheimer, like, this is, if you were like, yo, why did nobody hire Brian Schottenheimer, and why were so many people down on him? You put on this game.
Yeah, I didn't ask that.
Yeah,
I never.
Well, I know, but there were some people that were, and I think honestly, we talked about it earlier in this week. Like, oh, maybe we should have given him more of a shot. No, these are the things here that you started seeing
again.
This
is truly one of those. Both things are true.
Yeah. Sure,
you know, you're right. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. But boy, in moments like that, you need a guy like that. And by the way, everybody's talking about how much money he's costing himself. Sometimes I think that's overstated. I don't know if it's overstated in his case.
Yeah, well, he's going to be a real interesting test case. Yeah. Like, how do you handle him? Because the talent is undeniable, and even the production this year has been undeniable. But that tape that we saw, and not even tape, just like live.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a tape cruncher, film watcher to be able to just watch the game, and that didn't exactly look
down
right.
10.
Your point though about could these things rear its ugly head for the Texans is, I think, a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Because all three of those are real legitimate concerns for the Texans.
Fourth down 10, the Cowboys decide to kick the field goal and decide to lean on their defense. I think there's people, and of course, it didn't work out. You end up with Jahmyr Gibbs running to the end zone again after. Did y'all see him absolutely abusing number 26, Deron Bland, out there?
I did.
I was like, he got to go
just shoved
him
down.
Well, that was after he diced that man up and had him fly out to the sideline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Which was documented perfectly and terribly by that side pylon cam. And I'm like, I need more of this. But people were getting after Schottenheimer in that instance for kicking the field goal. Did y'all have that same feeling? Like, hey, put it on your offense in this moment?
Yes.
That's a conversation that, again, kind of tracks a little bit back to Houston in some ways and how we talked about their aggression lack thereof.
See, for me, this is where it's different, though, between the two teams. Like, I want, if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm criticizing that decision, and I want to put the ball in the hands of the offense because their offense is one of the better, honestly, in football, despite their record or, you know, them being an oddly 501 team or however you want to look at it. But then the Texans, they actually have the defense to put the money where the mouth is in this, so to speak, right? Like, if you're going to put it back in the hands of the defense or trust your defense or play ball control or conservative, the Texans are more equipped and uniquely built to play the conservative ball control type of game than I think that the Cowboys are, because their offense, for one, is so good, and their defense is notably not the Texans' defense.
Yes.
Fair enough. I see you on the text line, 281. They said it was bad last night. I'm going to lose my fantasy football playoffs because the guy's kicker had 24 points. That guy is Brandon Aubrey. This is a stat that I saw that was hilarious to me. Shout out to Roger Sherman. In his three NFL seasons, Brandon Aubrey has made as many career 60-yard field goals, 6 of 9, for 66.7%, as every NFL kicker from 1960 to 2008.
That reminds me, I lied earlier. The only time I got up to look away from the game was when Brandon Aubrey got up to kick, because I knew what time it was.
Yeah, you're like 60 yard.
Chip shot. He went 3 over 50, right?
Yes.
And then one was like a 47, 48 yarder, I think.
Dude, he hit a 63 yarder in this game, and there was a point in time where that was like the standard. That was the long.
That was Tom Dempsey.
For decades.
Decades, yeah.
And he hit that with leg to spare.
Yeah.
We've gotten to a crazy place in the game on kicking.
Crazy.
I would also like to do a little bit of an extrapolation or ask you guys about this, because you mentioned George Pickens, and when you were like talking about marveling, the one thing that we have not talked about that you can marvel about was the quote unquote pass interference that was called, that was clearly awful. It was just, it wasn't even hand fighting. It was just basic navigation of the field, and it ruined an opportunity for the Cowboys. Not that anybody's crying over here, but are we in a bad place with NFL officiating, or is this just the normal complaints that we typically have?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay.
Because so Tony Dungy made the point earlier, I think. He was saying this on Twitter that it is, because I think it was Chase Daniel that was saying, hey, they don't, you know, favoritism for one team or another.
Yeah.
And Tony Dungy's pointing out, like, this is not about favoritism. It's about an inconsistency in either point of view or training or whatever it may be for the referees. Like, the difference in interpretation per crew, where you got maybe, like, through, if you got 16 crews on a given week, 10 of them might call that a pass interference, 5 of them might let them play, another one might call it the other way. Like, there's just not enough consistency across the board, never mind this idea of favoritism of a team or favoritism of a home team or anything like that. It's just the inconsistency of how the rules are applied.
It's that. It's so many things. I mean, it's that. It's the lack of, you know, full-time referees, which we don't need to get into that, but I think it does matter. I think it's also the way the play, a particular play, looks.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy falls down, and this happened in the Texans game, you know, with the hand fight, that shouldn't have been pass interference.
Right.
But the guy fell down, so the referee's inclination is to think, well, that must be pass interference.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. The dude might have just fallen down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is not to get corny about it, but this is truly the human element of the game.
Yes.
Where things are open to interpretation. So another example would have been, and I think I changed my tune once I saw a different replay, but the safety that wasn't a safety, or the non-safety that I thought was a
early
safety.
Early on in this game?
I would have been sure that that was a safety on Dak Prescott.
Yes.
Now, it ended up showing a replay that had me change my tune. But in the moment, I'm watching the replays that they're giving us and that they're looking at. They changed the call, and I'm like, that's a safety to me.
That's another one that reminded me of a Texans game.
Yeah. I mentioned that to my girl while I was watching the game. Yeah. So, like, this is just the human element of the game that's a little bit unfortunate if you're on the wrong end of it, but does make it fun to talk about.
That actually reminds me. I think that's why it's important that going into every game, you have an understanding of what the crew is and what kind of biases they might come in with, or just tendencies. We'll talk about that as we go on the day. That's around the NFL. Oh, man, I didn't even mention the fact that the NFL made note of the fact that they will mandate new playing surfaces for all stadiums in 2028 from obviously tested surfaces, both synthetic, hybrid, and natural. They're going to have a new standard that comes into place in 2028. So we'll talk about that more when we have opportunity. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the man B. Scott sitting in with us here in this 11 o'clock hour. And whenever he does that, we got to find out what B. Scott's got on his mind. Let's do some B. Scott's thoughts next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.